How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you. It's nice to see the sun.
Indeed.
People's moods will be good today.
I think so, yeah. Although we're able to get the graduations in, although a little misty and soggy both nights, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know what, though? You know, the stadium was full both nights. You got 400 graduates from each school. A lot of family and friends arrive, and to try to move that inside makes it very difficult because they've got to decide who can get in and who can't by limited amount of tickets and seats. So I think in the end, everyone was happy that we were able to do them outside.
Yep, absolutely. And if folks were not able or would like to watch it again, they're available here at QATV on our channels and on our website right through really the rest of the year for folks who want to watch it anytime.
That's right. Good stuff.
We only could hope that the weather like today could be on Saturday.
Well, full steam ahead for Saturday. We'll can't control the weather, so we'll keep praying, but hope for the best. But you know, unless it's incredibly bad, the parade's going to go forward. We have to. There's so many commitments made. You can't put this back together on another date. It just doesn't work. So full steam ahead.
Yeah, I know there was a big planning meeting yesterday. Any updates from that to share with us?
No, not really. The meeting yesterday morning was really to finalize the roster, make sure we got everything covered, and all the committee members, they all have assignments that night, working through that, make sure everybody's at their post at the right time. And no, all good. It's a good group of people that work hard on this every year, and this year is a pretty big one, so there's a lot more responsibility this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that the list of road closures and times has now been put out, so folks should be aware of that for beginning Saturday afternoon. There'll be some changes going on for sure. In terms of logistics, Mayor, what's your advice to folks who want to attend the parade and the fireworks and the ceremony? What's kind of the most convenient way for the folks to do that?
Well, there's actually many ways to do it. I mean, as you know, we start the parade in Quincy Center at Hannon and Hancock. The parade then, you know, wind its way north, then the Marymount Parkway, and then up to Pageant Field. And there's a ceremony. So there's people that might watch the parade along the route that they could then, at the end of the parade, could head their way to Marymount Park if they want a close-up view of the fireworks. However, there's a lot of places in the city you could probably see the fireworks from. I know a lot of people get on a Caddy Park and Quincy Shore Drive. A lot of neighbors in Beachwood Knoll and Marymount have cookouts and parties around the fireworks, particularly with graduation season. So, I mean, there's many opportunities. I just have people pay attention to the roadmap, the closures, and where people can park. You know, we see incidents all around the country. We pray that never happens in Quincy, but, you know, security will be tight. Roads will be blocked, and we'll have police at all the corners to make sure everything goes smoothly. You know, there is that group that's been calling for national protests on June 14th. I just, you know, I'm hopeful that nothing interrupts the beautiful evening that we have. But yeah, people, if you pay attention to their itinerary for the night, you know, you should be able to find a way to get there. It's funny when we have concerts and things at the stadium now and people get all worked up, you look back at the pictures of 15,000 to 18,000 people at the stadium on Thanksgiving for a football game. Somehow they figured it out. and I think probably many of them walked being Quincy residents.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But there are, you know, Quincy Center, you can park up in the, you know, certainly in Kilroy, President's Place, and just walk out and watch the parade. As you go further, you can pull on side streets. You can, you know, park behind Central Middle School and Old Colony Ave, the parking lot that goes to the Christopher Center. I mean, there, you know, you can walk, park at the Wollaston T and walk up to Marymount Parkway. So there are options for people. I do encourage people that live close by just to walk and enjoy the evening. But parade's at 6. We expect it probably to wrap up and be up at the field by about 8:15. And then at that time, we'll begin a program, some brief speeches. Ronan Tynan will be the key singer, doing the national anthem, and then doing a couple of other patriotic songs. And then, of course, we lead into what should be a beautiful fireworks provided by Dan Quirk and the Quirk Auto Dealers.
Yeah, I'm told that the fireworks will be about 22 minutes long, but much bigger than in years past.
Yeah, we upped the ante, and so there'll be some bigger shells as well, which is cool.
Wow. Okay. So let's all enjoy and hope and pray the weather cooperates for that.
Indeed.
We know we talked back on Monday, but I forgot to ask you. We had mentioned about a second fireworks display later this year. Has that been scheduled yet?
We haven't pinned that down yet. No. Okay. So we're still kicking that around. What would make the most sense? As you know, we got a number of other events coming up. The concerts, the Hot Air Balloon Festival, that's Food Truck Festival, other events on the Common. We've got lecture series, symposiums. I encourage people to go to the website and check things out. There's some great opportunities for people in this wonderful year.
Yeah, Quincy400.com. Also forgot to ask you, Mayor, is the city's Native American heritage going to be represented in the parade this year?
They've been invited. They have declined. I think it's a timing thing for them.
I see.
They've got some other things going on, but we continue to work with them on the monument to Chickatauga that is going to be installed once we figure out where. The state has not been too cooperative. They identified the site that DCR owns at the corner of Quincy Shore Drive and the causeway to Squanum. So that has not... it hasn't got much traction with DCR, which I'm not surprised at all. They're a no agency, generally speaking. So we're looking at other options. They like to be in that area. They want to be visible, but they also like the hummocks, which is sacred to them, sacred ground to them in their history. So we'll continue to work with them. They're a great group of people, and I'm sure there'll be some other things happening with them later in the year.
All right. Elsewhere, I know that you had hoped to have the new John Quincy Adams Park and Quincy Center open by his birthday on July 11th, but maybe not?
Yeah, that's definitely not going to happen. Once you take the building down, expose the wall of the building that was next to it, so we're working to repoint that wall before we can even begin the landscaping of the park. So ran into a few more things, which is not unusual for projects. So we're shooting for the end of the summer. We haven't picked a date yet. When I have a better handle on when it will be done in total, then we'll pick a date and go with that. But it's in the works, and that's what matters. So obviously, his birthday, we'll continue to do the wreath laying, the presidential wreath laying at the crypts. Usually a hot, steamy day in that church.
It is.
That one.
Yes, it is. Just about always, actually. and also, folks have asked me, so I'll ask you, Mayor, about the development that's now ongoing at Hancock Street and Revere Road.
Yeah, that continues as part of the master plan for Quincy Center. Mm-hmm. LBC, which had done the Nova Suites and the building next to it, has that property under control. They've had a plan that's been vetted by the planning board and the planning department for several months. A lot of changes made by the planning board, and it's now underway, the demolition of the old building. And I remind people, those were private transactions that LBC purchased those buildings and bought out the leases of those businesses, some of which wanted to retire anyway. And now there'll be a number of apartment units and, once again, retail on the first floor. As has been the custom of the new downtown. By the way, Joe, it goes back, that whole thing goes back hundreds of years in Europe. You go to the old villages, hamlets, and towns in Europe, and it's apartments above retail, mostly food stores back then, and restaurants and so forth, grocers. But it's consistent with what's been going on for hundreds of years and human behavior.
Well, it's kind of ironic. It's a little bit of a throwback to Shoppers Town, USA, like Quincy Square used to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, Quincy Square. Well, by the way, there's going to be some floats honoring Shoppers Town, USA in the parade,
yes,
which should be cool. It's a different retail today, right? It's going to be more restaurants and entertainment, maybe some boutique shops. But, Amazon has changed the world on retail forever. Mm. So I think what we'll see is a great mixed use. Obviously, Beth Israel Medical is going to be down there. Some shops, a lot of restaurants, more coming. The more people you have in the district, that's obviously more opportunity for restaurants and businesses to thrive. So Overall, it's going well. I wish it all happened faster, Joe, but here we are, making good progress.
Sure. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor, and we'll see you at Flag Day.
Sounds good. Enjoy the sun while we have it.
Exactly. Thanks, Mayor.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.